Uber operates in 47 states and New York City, but does not carry passengers upstate. And it would like to. With the election season over and policymakers turning their attention to the issues they'll focus on in 2017, the ride-sharing company is going all out to convince state lawmakers to bring the app-controlled service beyond the five boroughs. Uber spokesman Josh Gold.
We set up a petition. We set up a social campaign. That's just the beginning. I think we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that the constituents of the North Country, of Albany, of Syracuse, of Rochester, of Buffalo, have a voice in the Capitol.
The company also released a survey that says 80% of New Yorkers would support statewide regulations to allow ride sharing. Last year, a proposal to regulate the industry upstate failed to make it out of the state legislature. The conflict came down to language that would define liability insurance coverage for the service. The debate goes back to June of 2015, when State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman issued a decision that prohibits the expansion of the service due to what his office characterized as a lack of appropriate liability insurance. In New York City, Uber operates under the city's livery laws. Democratic Assemblyman Kevin Cahill of Kingston, who chairs the Insurance Committee, set out to provide a bill that would regulate ride-sharing with Uber and other companies like Lyft. Cahill said the committee started with a bill that was drafted by the industry.
And we promised that we would conduct studies and move forward with that bill as soon as we had some additional input. As we gathered that input over 18 months, we determined that the bill that the industry sponsored needed some adjustments. So we made those adjustments, and that was the bill that we wound up with in the middle of last session. And we moved it through the committees until the ride-sharing companies themselves lobbied to kill the bill in the Codes Committee.
Cahill says he wants to advance legislation that represents a consensus view of stakeholders, not just industry insiders. Cahill says it's a myth that the bill was stalled in the Assembly because of, quote, anybody other than them, unquote.
So now the question is, can we move forward and find an area of common ground between the Senate version, sponsored by Senator Jim Seward, and the version that we agreed to in our House?
It's possible that if ride-sharing companies came to the Capital Region, they'd have to contend with regulatory oversight through the Capital District Transportation Authority. Legislation passed last session allows CDTA to enter into agreements with area municipalities to construct one consistent set of rules and regulations for private taxi companies. It also allows CDTA to work with cab companies to take comments, help implement improvements, and provide information to the public. CDTA Marketing Director John Scherzer said they'd welcome ride-sharing within a, quote, menu of mobility options, unquote. Scherzer said as ride-sharing relates to the taxi cab industry, it's up to CDTA to get the cabs up to speed with the app-based services.
We will work with them to help raise their game, whether it's a mobile application, whether it's taxi meters, whether it's other rules and regs that help them put out a better public face. We feel that there's room for everybody.
With existing coalitions of public and private leaders hoping to bring the services upstate, expect the dialogue to continue when lawmakers return to Albany this January. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.